Good morning, everybody. This is Tip Littleton from Avini Health Company. It is the 13th of July, 2022, which means that 2000 seems like a recent year to me, but it's 22 years after that. How can that be already? Anyway, we are off on a very interesting ride, and we are doing something that we have named Avini Health. Avini, interestingly enough, is a made-up name, and so our fearless leader, Rick Deitch, Neil Roth, working on what to call the company, was just mixing up letters that sounded good, and the reason he was doing that is it's so expensive to buy a space, to buy a website. And so came across, he wanted it to end in O, and tried A-V-I-N-I, and I'll be doggone, nobody owned it. And then he started looking around at what Avini meant in other languages, and in some languages it means win. So we are in the Avini Win Health Company, I guess you could say. And it is a winning combination. It is a remarkable, we're working on different words here, a confluence of event. It is miraculous. It's a stream of miracles that don't quit when you join. It is synergistic. The products are synergistic, as are the products when added to you as humans. And it's serendipitous. So we're just picking up some words that, and you can tell, you know, when you're working, like we are in a company that's representing some products and an opportunity to make a living, you can tell by the things that are coming in on the phone, you know, what the health is. If you're constantly fighting fires, you know, that there's trouble and somebody's got to step in and fix it. But if you're talking to people about the ideas and the products and the testimonies and the next event, those are all such positive topics. And I know many of you are seasoned veterans of this kind of work, and you can tell the personality of the calls that you're on and whether it puts a smile on your face when the phone rings or you think, okay, this is one more thing I have to deal with. And we are in a wonderful space. Dave Johnson defines it as a blue ocean. There's all kinds of wonderful weather in front of us. What's going on right now is great. Our history, probably all of us come with a story at this point. And those stories are something. I mean, both physically and business-wise, to get here at this time and decide to do this, we've probably got a story to tell. So go ahead and tell it. You know, Tuesday has kind of become our story day, with Darren in the morning on this call and then Robin in the evening on her Zoom, which she hosts. And she kind of played that same role when we were just at the big event in South Jordan, Utah. And she played the role of kind of facilitating the testimonies, and she likes to do that. One of the things, she and I talked a little bit yesterday in preparation for her Zoom last night, and never really even talked about what we prepared to talk about, which was the bravery of getting up and giving your talk to a group of people or starting the conversation one-on-one. You know, that's really what this is made of. You look at our product line, it is spectacular, but you set them all on a table, and even four or five of each one in the front of a room, and without someone picking up a bottle and putting their life to it, to bring it to life, you would never know how important they are and what they can do. And so I just really want to admire everybody who has had the courage to come here to pick up an idea, a philosophy, a product, and represent it. And I think we're being rewarded I think our skills are of use in a way that I think some of us have experienced before. We've done great things in the past, but I don't think I've ever had a situation this good before. It's so early, and the mixture of products is kind of interesting because there's only four of them right now. Five is on the way. We are, I guess you might say, we're with child. We're expecting the birth of our fiber product sometime at the end of this month or in early August. And it's going to be called Avini Plus Fiber. Why plus fiber? Well, because Rick has always thought that one of the most important things to do and the most important products to get right for a company is their fiber product. And he did the one for Rexall. Remember, that's where Rick and Neil met. Neil, if you never knew it before, was a Triple Diamond distributor in Rexall and Rexall Showcase. So he is a capable network marketer, not just a billion-dollar CEO of retail drug companies. Interesting mix of traits that I've never come across before. But Rick talked at the very end of his presentation in Utah about the new product he wants to bring, that he is bringing, and the preparation of it. And he talked about having wonderful success, having it be the leading number one product for other companies that he has prepared one for. And so Rexall would be one. Years ago, he prepared a fiber product for Wayora. And now he's got Avini Plus Fiber coming to us. You know, several of us have been through recently a company that really highlighted digestive health. And so we got to be pretty adept at speaking about it. And we got real familiar with a book that is called Fiber Fueled. I'm looking at it right now, sitting in front of me. And the author of that is Will Bolshewitz. And if you want to remember that, just think Will Bolshewitz with a W in it someplace. Will Bolshewitz. And so you read the Fiber Fueled book, and it's interesting because you talk a lot about your microbiome. You talk about, you know, the probiotics that are the living bacteria that are beneficial to us. And you talk about prebiotics, which are the fibers. And then you talk about postbiotics, which is what the two make when they're together. And the ultimate statement that's made over and over again in the book is that you need a mixture of fibers from several sources that have different properties. So that some would be soluble, some would be unsoluble, some would be beneficial to this particular creature in your microbiome, and others were more beneficial for another. And so when Rick sets himself to creating a product that is able to do that for folks that don't pick up fiber properly in their diet, he really knows what he's doing, and he loves doing it, and he feels that it's one of the most important things he can bring to us. And as far as something to put in the economic engine of a company, he feels that that is one of the most important things that you can have. All that said, he said, when you put it into a fluid and mix it, it's got to mix. It can't sit there on top and be difficult and be reluctant to go into solutions so that it's palatable. And so he said the secret to that is called extrusion. And you maybe have heard about extruded metal. So if you've ever walked on a metal railing and been able to look right through it and wondered if you were going to fall through to the ground, that's extruded. And so they split it and open it in a way that you get a large piece of screen-like material out of a metal. Well, it's the same kind of a concept with a fiber. When you extrude it, you open up pores or openings in it. And one of the things that he feels is of great importance in a fiber product is for it to be extruded. And so that'll be one of the features. So we should expect for when we get our Avini Plus fiber, it should go rapidly into solution. And when we can, when we consume it, we're going to go right back to the fiber fueled punchline. And that is it, the place to start is with the fiber, because that's where everything is going to go digestive health-wise. That's where all the benefits begin. And he said, if you get that right, the other things are going to take care of themselves. The proper bacteria are going to set up shop there. And the proper materials are going to be made to care for the lining of your gut and give you energy. And so we asked Rick about that. So do we need, you know, three different digestive health products, prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic? And he said, actually, it's been my experience that if you get the fiber right, everything else will follow. And that's really highlighted in the fiber-fueled book. So I feel good about where we're going and what we're doing, and that we're going to have one thing that gives complete digestive performance. And so I think it's always exciting, and it was sort of towards the end of his talk when he was running out of time that he brought it up. So I thought I'd try to highlight some of the things that I had heard from him and about fiber that's coming our way. So be excited about it. He was pressed by the audience about timing, and he said it was secret, so he couldn't tell us exactly what was up, because Neil was in the room, but he thought he was in a good position to present it to us in August, and if everything went right, he might have some that was ready to go out sometime in July. So that's pretty quick. They wanted to have it to be, you know, sampled at the event that we just came from this weekend, but some of the ingredients were difficult to come by. And I tried to help get inulin or fructooligosaccharide from our local chicory factory, and he did finally get everything that he needs. So he's got everything on the shop floor and ready to put that together for us. So I hope you find that exciting and interesting. It's one of the basics, one of the fundamentals, one of the things that you'd have to get right to have good health. So with that, I wanted to kind of touch on that, but I really also wanted to do a little bit more of what Robin and I talked about in preparation for her call yesterday. And that is the courage to speak. It's one of the fears that, you know, people have, and it is a wonderful fear to overcome. I think if you enjoy, I've talked to a bunch of people here, some of which think they're shy, but they enjoy the thrill of overcoming things, you know, going down a slide, swinging on a rope swing, maybe their sport, whatever it is, it is kind of a thrilling thing for you. And being involved in network marketing and representing something is a conversational thrill. It's a business thrill. It's kind of undefined where it's going to go. And because of that, it's neat. It's sort of like you walk out in the morning to mow the yard, and your regular mower is sitting out there, but somehow somebody put a V8 engine on the top of your walking mower. And you think, wow, I'm going to really be able to mow grass when you first take a look at a network marketing company. But then you look at it closer, and it still has the same old pull rope on the top of it. So you walk up, and you give it a mighty pull, and it just goes boom. Maybe just barely moves. And that's kind of what it's like beginning our groups. You know, I like it when Dave says there was a moment in May when he doubled his business, when the first person joined him, and it was Brenda High. And he said, there I was with twice the business I had before that phone call. That's kind of like pulling on that motor and wanting it to take off. And so we pull on it and pull on it, and then it pops a little bit, and then we get it to, you know, pop a couple of times, and finally it takes off, and we have this amazing, amazing machine, which is network marketing, in our hands. And of all the ones I've ever walked up to, this is the ultimate arrangement because of who's here. So I wanted to touch on that just one more little way. When my sister was here recently, and we went out to dinner, and there was a, right next to the restaurant, there was a place where it turned out she went back to the restroom and heard music and peeked in the door, and there was some people singing a song that she liked, and it turned out it was karaoke. Well, I'd never been around karaoke before, but she said, hey, you got to come back and listen to these people that are singing. And it was scary to kind of to walk in there, because, like, what if somebody called on you and wanted you to sing? And I thought, you know, that's a lot like our situation. That's kind of thrilling, and it's kind of neat. But this is the thing I want you to know. Each person that got up there, whether they were polished or obviously brand new, it was a fascination to see that personality step up and do a song. And you instantly gave respect to that person because they did it. And it's the same way with us. Exact same thing. You know, I'm comfortable now talking to you guys, of course, but that feeling of walking up and picking up a microphone and singing a song in front of the group didn't do it that evening. The guy did come back and offered, you know, saw some new people and offered us to sing. And you kind of think, okay, well, maybe someday I would do that. So I'm in that someday thing, and I'm sitting between my sister and my wife, both of whom are wonderful, wonderful singers, but they probably don't sing the kind of things that normally show up on karaoke. But I think it's that way with you guys and with us in telling our story. And I just want you to know that because it's a scary thing, there's instant respect that comes with it when you do it. And I hope that rings true to you. When Robin and I were kind of brainstorming that topic, preparing for her call last night, and she was kind of talking about how this is the first time we'd been together in a group, and as she was putting together the people, and people would come up, and even the ones that were kind of seasoned, it was a thrill for them to stand in front of this group and talk at that time in that event. So what's the things that come up against that nervousness? Well, these were some of the words that popped into our mind. Number one, it's important. That's huge in my mind. The topic that you're presenting is important, and the people are going to benefit that hear it, understand it. It is genuine. We genuinely have things that are of great use to humans, including our opportunity and our community. As you get to chance to be around each other, I know it's elevating to be around the people that are coming to Avini. The braveness, the bold, those are all the things that counterbalance the nervousness or the reluctance. And then that moment in time, you know, that we talk about the teachable moment, and maybe you recognize the teachable moment. You know that you know something of great value, and you see the person that needs it, and you rise to the occasion and tell the story, and you pick up the drum or the bugle or the flag, whatever it is that your approach is going to be that day, and you begin to move it forward, and you pick up a bottle, and when you pick up one of the products, that product comes to life in your hands. You look at them sitting on the table. One bottle looks a lot like another. one opportunity looks a lot like another. But when you pick it up, you bring it to life, and you're the perfect person for somebody, probably for many somebodies. It's a little bit like, I don't know, just socialization or building a friend group or being a new kid in town and walking up and saying hi. It's that kind of a thrill to bring these products into a conversation. There's a little deal that is the word transitions. And so it's a good little game to play with yourself. Pretty much any animate or inanimate object or any situation that you observe around you or you're going through during the day, think of a way to transition from that to what you'd like to tell about a genie. It could be something like a flower. It could be a sunburn spray. It could be a bunk bed. It could be, I'm just looking around the room here. It could be a hat rack. Could be a book. Just the little thing. Okay, how would I transition from that? Maybe a guitar. Well, you know, I'm looking up at this mural behind me that hangs next to my periodic table. And I don't know if you can tell what it is even. It's very colorful. Mars had it, and I thought it made a good backdrop. But Rick picked up a guitar at the event. And he used to be able to make money on the street playing a guitar. And he would have songs where he could substitute the person's name in to the song so that it seemed personalized. And it was personalized, because he was singing it to them. Well, that's pretty parallel to what we do, isn't it? It's just little examples like that. How could you transition from a guitar? How could you transition from karaoke? You know, think about what is it about every little thing in life that kind of fits with what we do, so that when it comes a time in a conversation to bring it up, you have a way to transition into it. I have to do this before I open up the line. Rick did the coolest thing, I think, for all of us. And he told a little story. It's a fun story. I've heard him tell it once before, but it really hit home even more this time, partly because of what we're doing and this moment. I got to introduce him at the event, which was pretty cool. That's neat in my world, gigantic. Said some of the things that I just said this morning about that, about bringing a product to life by holding it in your hand. I mean, that's what we do for him. That's what we do for Dr. Samuelson. We bring their product to life by picking it up, holding it in our hand, and telling our story. But he was talking about this this doctor that was, you know, highly advanced and greatly in demand to speak around the world and around the country. And he had a driver that would take him to the events, and the driver would sit and watch him do it. And one day the doctor that presented didn't feel great and didn't have much of a voice. And they're going to the event, and he said, "Man, I'm not even sure I can get through my deal today." And the chauffeur looked around at him and he said, "You know, I've heard you do that thing a million times. I can do it for you." He said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, you know, I've heard you do it over and over again. I understand what you're saying. You know, they don't know what you look like. You know, let me do it for you." So they get to the event, they switch places, and the chauffeur goes up, gives the talk, everything went just fine, gets to the end of it, and people start asking questions. Well, the chauffeur starts answering the questions. Well, it's getting a little bit scary. The story's getting a little scary, right? Especially when you realize you're doing the same thing. And he's actually handling the questions pretty well. And finally, some guy gets up that apparently the host of the event, you know, some high-powered dude, and he asks this question that I haven't heard that one before. You know, it's complicated. It's in-depth. It's important. It's a big, big question. And the chauffeur doesn't miss a beat. He said, "You know, Pretty simple question. And just to prove that to you, I'm going to have my chauffeur answer it for you. And I thought, isn't that exactly what we do? You know, if people ask us another detail, another detail, another detail, when they get to the one, we can refer to our chauffeur, which is Rick and Dr. Samuelson. We flip it back over to them and we bring up their recording, or we can quote them. We can refer to something they've written, you know, go to a Zoom or get them to an event where they are, or a Zoom where they're on speaking. And we can actually have them answer that question. But that's exactly what we're doing and what we're preparing to do. You know, it's not like he was saying, don't do it. He was kind of just saying that's the way it goes. You know, when you do get to that question, you know, you've got your reference. You have your live, real references. When was the last time you were in a company where all the products were coming out of the scientists that were leading that company? What a wonderful, wonderful situation we are in. How real is it? How genuine? How important? How brave, bold are we going to be as we reach forward to represent it? That's a little something from the event. A lot of different things that we could probably talk about and will over time. But those are some of the things that I wanted to bring up. There was one other thing. That's my little bonus thing from this, because it's real and it really happened. You know, at the moment they were going to get out the door and come to the event, both Darren and Thane had something urgent and important came up and didn't let them come be with us. And I think it was obvious to all of us how that felt to them, you know, to not be able to be there. And they had to be. I tell the kids sometimes it's great to have two great things to do instead of none, you know, when their social calendar gets over full. But in this case, it was two very, very important things that almost required their attention, their personal presence. Certainly the event would have been magnified by each and every person that comes to it, and those two would have been great examples of that. But there was nobody else to be them in those two situations. And I'd like for you guys to just kind of tap into that sense of how much they wanted to be there. And I hope that it seems real to you as we prepare for the next one, which is going to be in Las Vegas. We don't know exactly when yet. We want to have be able to put a large group in that event, maybe as bigger than our whole group right now. I mean, everything, the entire Avini company is still around 700 people, and there were a little over 100 of us at the event. So we would like to have an event where maybe 500 people or something like that. That would be what our goal is for the next time that we get together. And so we have some serious growth to do, and we need to have a high rate of participation. I think the people that came were well fed by each other, and a lot of times it happens in between the lines. Maybe some, you know, everybody gets the public presentations. But what you do with each other, that person that you meet that's important to you, and you form a bond, and you see somebody that's like you, or they've got the testimony that you needed to hear to be encouraged about somebody that you cared about. Maybe that happens during a meal or just in a break or something like that. I'm going to tell one that happened to me, and I did tell it on Robin's last night. There were two guys, younger guys, both of them with dark hair, and they were standing together after everything was over, and the group was kind of interacting with each other. I thought, gosh, I have no idea who those guys are. So I walked up and struck up a conversation, and it turned out that they were the IT guys for Avini. actually for the company that provides the web service or the web pages, our back offices to Avini. That's who they were. And I thought, oh, that's neat. I said, how's it been talking to the people here? I bet people are so grateful because you know, we're loving what you're providing to us. We love our back office. We love our IT, and it seems to be getting better and better. And they said, oh yeah, thank you. You know, people are being really, really nice to us. They were just all smiles, these guys. And I thought, okay, I got to get a little bit more from them. And I brought up the way we're structured. And I said, you know, we have intentionally set up Avini to have executive function without some bureaucracy sitting on top of our scientists. And I bet if you're working with a whole bunch of different companies, a whole bunch of different network marketing companies providing them web services, you have quite a view of the way companies are organized and how they function. Oh, yeah. So would you mind telling me, what's it like to work with Neil? And they kind of smiled and they said, well, let me tell you, one of the other companies that we're working with right now, intensely as we are with you, is a giant bureaucracy. And I won't really say anything about that, but it is cool when Neil says he would like you to do something and you do it and he knows you did it, and so thank you. And I thought, you know, what a wonderful experience from their viewpoint to work with something like this. It is secondhand what it's like for Dr. Samuelson and Rick Deitch to work with a company like this, not to have some big bureaucracy that doesn't really know what it's doing. Remember, you can take anything functional and put a big enough bureaucracy above it, and the functional part will quit working right. We saw that over and over and over again, kind of like Darren with his hurt and misery before he got to Avini. There was no place to go to get away from it. Believe me, we searched the world over looking for true love. There was no place to go to get away from some sort of a giant bureaucracy running a company. Just couldn't get away from it. Or some kind of a perversion from the leadership. And that's what forced this to happen. So a wonderful, wonderful synergistic. Miraculous. Series of events has come to place to make this company. And that includes you being here. Serendipitous. Those are some of the words. And isn't it a pleasure to be doing this with these people at this time? Anybody have anything they would like to relay from their experiences at the event?
Yeah, Chip. You got Jerry Chip. There.
Go to Jerry first. That's Jerry.
Okay. Yeah, I was sitting right next to those two guys in the meeting Saturday, and they were both really engaged with the conversations up front, and you could tell they were very happy to be there, and they were getting a lot out of the meetings, and and they were very enthusiastic about introducing themselves to me and what they were up to. So yeah, I was impressed, and they were impressed by us, by our company and our leaders and us participants. Yeah, it was really great.
Thank you for chiming in. I'm glad you also had that experience. So now you and I are in hand transferring that to the people that didn't get to meet those two guys. So thank you for helping with that, Jerry.
Yeah, you anybody? Guys, it was an honor.
Yeah, it is. Chip, it really was.
Chip, this is Darren.
Gotcha, Darren.
Hey, when you're talking about public speaking and stuff and the fear of that, Number one fear is actually spiders, then public speaking, then death. So if you're getting prepared to do a speech on spiders, you should probably pray before doing so. Because it might cause death.
That covers all the fears.
Yep. I just wanted to share that. That was something I learned a long time ago.
So you know a lot of stuff. We just got to get it all out of you somehow.
And just hang me by my feet, and I'll just pour it out of my mouth.
All right. Well, that's kind of what we're doing. We appreciate your input. Anybody else?
Hey, Chip. Chip, can I share a couple of quick stories?
I think we got
the same. Yep. So it's interesting. I heard years ago, in the land of the blind, the person with one eye is the king. And I thought that was very, very interesting, but ultimately what it means is if you know something that other people don't know about, then you should have the poise and the position of knowing what you're talking about to be true. So when I share Avini and when I share the thoughts about what the products can do and have done for people, I don't share with it, I don't share it in a type of mentality of, hey, you know, if you try, then it'll validate my story. I share it with the idea of, hey, my story's already been validated because I've got so many people that are thankfully living the best life possible that they're absolutely grateful that I did share this with courage and yet compassion. When I talk to people, I come from a point of position to where I say, hey, you know what? I want to help, but I will not harass you. The reason why is because your time is precious and as is mine as well. So tell me what you want me to do. And that's my opening line.
Well, that definitely posture and confidence. And that's two more words to go against fear, posture and confidence, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And to further illustrate that, two quick stories. My daughter's got a really good friend of hers that I was sharing the Cell Defender with. And she said, you know what? She says, if this is the case, if what you're telling me is true, you need to speak with my good friend Megan. And to give you just a small synapse of where she's at, of where Megan is, during the birth of her second child, her uterus ruptured, and it caused a cascading event of all sorts of health issues. And to the point in time to where today, she's on 28 different medications. In the past 3 years, she's had 35 medical procedures, and the sad and tragic thing about it is she's only 25 years old. And when I started talking to her, I was extremely timid. I was scared because I didn't know her from Adam, or in this point, Eve. But I didn't know her, who she was. All I had was a name and a phone number. And I knew her name, you know, I knew her situation, scenario, what was going on. I called her up. I had absolutely no idea how the conversation was going to go. I didn't know if she was going to be accepting. I didn't know if she was going to be upset or appalled at the fact that her friend is sharing her life history with me, a perfect stranger, nobody, you know, somebody she doesn't even know. But I made that phone call. And as I was talking to Megan, she told me, she says, you know, Thane, she says, I've been praying for a miracle. I didn't know how, who, or where it was going to come from, but I always knew that there was going to be an extension on my life. I didn't know where it was going to come from. Perhaps what you're talking to me about right now is that miracle I've been praying for. So we don't know who's looking for us. So the big thing, and I hope everybody on the call understands this, we need to get out of our own way. We need to share the message. Another perfect illustration, I think she's on the phone. I call her Mama Patsy. She's a retired registered nurse. Before I talked to her, we'd been friends for almost 30 years. Before I talked to her, I thought, my goodness, why should I try to talk to her? Because she's from the medical field. I don't know half the stuff she knows. But I kept feeling that tugging of the soul, if you will. I kept feeling like I needed to reach out and touch base again with Mama Patsy. As it turned out, she was suffering the ill effects of the current flu pandemic that's going around. And she was struggling really, really bad with it. And she had been doing so for almost a year. She couldn't go up and down a flight of steps. She would run out of breath. She'd pass out. She told me at one point in time in the early spring, she was trying to plant tomatoes in her garden. She got to the third one, and all of a sudden, she felt like she was going to pass out. She told her husband, I got to go inside because I feel like I'm going to faint. She went inside. She sat down in her chair, and she didn't move until 4 o'clock that afternoon. I called her up. I said, Mama Patsy, I think this is what we're looking for. I might have something that could help you. She said, you know what? Come on over tomorrow, you and your wife. Went over there, started sharing more. Long story short, she got on the product. She looked me square in the eye shortly thereafter. And she said, Thane, I believe you saved my life. Because I was not living. I was not even existing. Because I was struggling that bad. So the point I want to make, Chip, and the point I really want to drive home, is if we honestly want to make a difference, first and foremost, pray for guidance and inspiration to do so. Pray for guidance and inspiration of who you should talk to. And secondly, be prepared to go to work because God will not steer a parked car. If I didn't call Mama Patsy, who knows if she'd have been here today. If I hadn't called Megan, she wouldn't have that glimmer of hope to continue to look forward to tomorrow. Who's looking for you? With that, I turn it back to you, Chip.
Perfect. Anybody else?
Hey, Chip, this is Pat. I just kind of wanted to follow through. Hello?
We've got Pat first and then Deb. Pat first and then Deb. If you have spoken already, if you could star 6 again and quiet your line. So we got Pat Tracy.
Okay. Hey, can you hear me now?
We got you. Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to follow through on your braveness and boldness, whether it be in karaoke or telling our stories, that we step forward, tell those stories knowing that we're going to get emotional about it, and it's huge in our hearts, and that our emotions are going to overflow, and the courage it takes to step up and do that. When you know you're going to get wrapped up because you're wrapped up in the benefits of these products and sharing. And then when you look and see the passion and the emotion and Dr. Gary's eyes and then Rick, when they speak about these products, it's all so brave and bold, and what we're here to do. And then you see somebody like Darren and Thane both getting so emotional in the last day or two because they weren't able to attend that event. I mean, we've got something really special to share, people, and it's great to be emotional about our Avena family. And brave and bold.
Thank you so much, Pat. And I know you've poured a lot of yourself into this and have a lot of gratitude for it. And you continue to work through all kinds of problems and you're always there with us, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you. We're all there for each other.
Okay. So somebody else, I thought it was Dev, started to talk to Pat.
David Chan.
Oh, it's David Chan. Okay, got to David.
You are into what I take away from this Super Saturday.
Yes.
The little thing that I take away is that I was able to meet the scientists and the Dr. Samuelson that I've heard for many years in person, and be able to listen to Rick singing song to his sweet wife and singing his sweet lullaby to us. It was a treat. And my takeaway is the scientists, the doctor, they're not out into the world want to get more gain or reward or fame because they already have it. Then why are they getting involved? And my takeaway is that they love humanity. They know that humanity is suffering and they want to make a difference. So my takeaway is that I now need to go and tell those friends they are living a healthy life and ask if they want to continue to live in a healthy lifestyle. And if they want it, Avini here is their companion on the rest of their life journey. So those are my takeaways. And Chief, if you could continue that conversation and give us more idea to speak about this, that would be wonderful. And the last thing is that, you know, I'm a Chinaman and I'm a very thrifty person. I count every penny. So in other companies, they charge me $1 or $2 for them to get the money out of the hard work that I've done. I think that's very cheap. But yet, Avani, do not. You have a payout directly from Avani to your account, to your checking account, without someone standing on the highway and collect $1 from you. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak. I love you all, and I wish you success in every aspect of your life.
So Dr. Chan is one of those characters. If you were at the event, I think everybody came away knowing who Dr. Chan is, because he's a character. And he's fun, and both Neil and Rick play off of him, because he will ask, he'll just ask whatever comes to his mind, and sometimes they don't want to hear it right then, and sometimes they enjoy, but you can tell that there's something special that's developed between Neil and Rick and Dr. Samuelson and Dr. Chan, and I think it's just partly because he's compelled to represent ideas like this, and so it's fun to have each person in the group, and Dr. Chan's just one of those that if he's there, you're probably going to wind up knowing him before the 2 days are over. Anybody else? All right. Well, that was our call for today. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope there was something in there that was useful to you. And appreciate the participation especially.
Thank you, Chip.
Thank you, Chip.
To learn more, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.